This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The mega billionaire owner of Tesla and Twitter, Elon Musk, says X, formerly known as Twitter, is considering charging all of its users a small monthly payment to use the social media platform. That's contrary to most social media platforms, which are free for people just by accepting a user agreement and with advertisers paying to appear on the platforms. Musk made the remarks during a live-streamed conversation about artificial intelligence, saying the fee would be meant to keep bots off X. Musk said, "It's the only way I can think of to combat vast armies of bots." X has 550 million monthly users that generate 100 to 200 million posts each day. Musk already has changed the paradigm to use the social media platform. Currently, X has a premium subscription service and charges users for certain features, including being able to edit a post and having prioritized rankings in conversations and search. Pricing for X's premium service starts at $8 a month. In Montana, a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Tim Sheehy, said in a recent interview with Breitbart News that there were more bears than people in Montana, which real numbers do not support, by a long shot. Sheehy said, "This is a state where there's not a lot of people. There's more cows than people. There's more bears than people. And we're not used to having a lot of political clout. Presidential elections or electoral votes don't mean a whole lot," Sheehy said in the interview. The Republican Sheehy, who would face Democrat incumbent U.S. Senator John Tester in a general election, made his statement trying to put Montana's smaller population into context. Sheehy's comment that more cows roam the state than people is accurate, but experts in the state said Sheehy's bear comment was wildly off the mark. There are more than 1.1 million people living in Montana, and Greg Lemon with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said the bear population isn't that high in the state. Lemon said, "Fewer bears, deer, and elk combined than people." Lemon said there weren't more than 1 million bears in the state. FWP says the state has about 2,100 grizzlies and black bear populations that are holding at a few thousand. You could fit all the grizzlies in Montana in the City Kids Theater here in Missoula if you wanted to, the FWP contact said. Renowned Montana music composer and retired Montana State University instructor Eric Funk will receive an honorary doctorate in arts from the university on December 15th during the fall commencement ceremony. Through his music teaching and his Montana PBS show 11th and Grant, Funk spent decades helping other artists realize their potential and gain recognition. Over the course of his life, Eric Funk composed nearly 200 musical works, including concertos, symphonies, and operas, and received a mantle full of regional Emmy Awards. The honorary doctorate is especially meaningful to Funk because he worked for years to obtain a doctorate but fell short due to a neurological disease that necessitated 4 years of recovery, including relearning how to walk. Funk began working at MSU's School of Music and the College of Arts and Architecture in 2002, teaching composition classes and electives to the entire student body, such as American Popular Music, a reflection of politics and society. His sometimes raucous classes were among the most popular on campus. By the time Eric Funk retired from MSU in 2022, an entire university's worth of students, more than 17,000, had taken his classes. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.